You're listening to Z Talks with your host, Z.
Welcome back, Pride. Really happy you guys could join me today on this beautiful Wednesday. I don't know when you're listening to this, but I hope your day is going amazing, and I hope your week is going amazing, and you're doing all the things you would really like to do in your life. If you're not doing those things, please start doing them. You're going to do yourself and myself a huge favor by making the world a better place. Real quick, shout out to my man, Unbloom. You guys can go check him out on Apple, Spotify, whatever. He did the intro and outro music. He's a really great artist and an even better guy. So if you could do me a huge solid and go check him out, it would be amazing. So let's just dive right into this episode. In this one, I want to talk about a little bit about the future and what I think could transpire in the forthcoming future. And I don't mean like, you know, fucking tomorrow. I mean, you know, probably, you know, anywhere between 5 to fucking 25 years from now to 40 years from now. So I think the first one, VR, is going to be absolutely huge, especially like we see it in gaming right now mostly. But we also see it in, well, I don't think we actually see it right now, but I definitely do think it will play a factor in like watching movies, like going out shopping or something like that. I think that would be very interesting to see how it develops. And I definitely do think it's going to develop because we're just scratching the surface with it right now. Like, but I don't mean like this is going to take such a long, long time. And if you're really trying to like figure out something to invest in, definitely do your research on some up and coming like virtual reality content and some companies that will probably like get bought out by maybe Google or Amazon or those really big ones before they become like way too expensive for really anybody to buy. It's basically like investing in Apple or Google or the internet when it first came out. I think that that's exactly what is going to be happening with, you know, virtual reality, but this is like way too far from now. I feel like this is going to be in like 40 to 50 years. So definitely to put something on the back burner if you are looking to invest in something in the future, if you're willing to spend your money or for the long-term game, really get it. But if you're looking at the short-term game right now, I think short-term game for the next like 20 to 30 years, it's going to be really big on Alexa and, you know, Google Home and what you can do. And like you're going to wake up in the morning and you're going to talk to a machine for the first like 5 minutes of your day. And you're going to listen and they're going to tell you exactly what you want to know. Like maybe you want to know the weather, maybe you want to know the date, maybe you want to know, you know, what appointments you have today or upcoming, like what you have scheduled for the next day. You know, those are just all utilities. But if you think about what happened with the iPhone and on the App Store, like I feel like that is going to 100% happen with Alexa skills and Google Home. I feel like if I already know for a fact that there's a bunch of people in developments of creating their own Alexa skills and being able to develop an application or a utility, I guess you could say, in a sense, where you're able to actually talk with your Alexa in the morning and have like an actual conversation. And that's when we start to get into, you know, AI and stuff like that. You know, it's kind of transitioning from everything being programmed into AI, but I'll touch on AI a bit later. But I really want to focus on voice. So if you're not into voice right now, you know, maybe start a podcast, get your voice out there, really start trying to speak with people. And if you're really not into that stuff, you're very introverted, I think it would be very beneficial for you to really start brushing up on some coding and really learning the basics of an Alexa skill. I think there's actually multiple. I think it's, I can't remember. I think there's JavaScript, there's C for sure, maybe Python, I can't remember, but definitely I think it would be very beneficial for you guys to really get down your idea. Maybe you had an idea for an app that could be applicable in the Alexa, and I think that is exactly where our world is headed right now. You see it right now. I mean, my family just got itself a Google Home and an Alexa to have throughout the house. And you know, if you don't believe in that, then I'm sorry, but you're crazy. Like it's gonna happen, and it's better to get there and be an early bird and be a developer now instead of trying to put all your time into an app on the phone that's only going to be around for maybe 5 to 10 more years, and then voice is going to take over. So if you're listening and you know what I'm talking about, or you maybe believe in me, please go do yourself a favor, brush up on some coding, and like really get your idea down on a pen and paper and just start working at it, because it is going to be a monster in the future, and you could definitely cash in on this golden opportunity. So I think the next one that's, we've already got a taste of it, but I think the next one that's going to hit us as well is, I think it's going to become like more evident before virtual reality, but it's AR, which is augmented reality. And if you guys don't know what AR is, so basically it's you're using your smartphone, or maybe there's going to be a further development. I know that Google Glasses tried to do it. It was Google Glass. They tried using augmented reality, but I think they pushed a little bit too soon because not a lot of people understood it. So basically what AR is you are looking at a screen or something of that nature, and it's basically showing you exactly like what you would like to see, or if you're in a game or something. It's like Pokemon Go. If you guys have ever played Pokemon Go, essentially what it was is you looked at your phone and you ran around in any location, and you would see Pokemon popping up on the map, and you would have to physically walk to that location to get that Pokemon. So that is what AR is. I think that's a very basic version of it, but I think Pokemon Go did an amazing job. But for the future, in like the next 5 to 10 years, as well as voice, I think augmented reality is going to become more evident, and you're really going to see it develop into something that's like a contact, or maybe it is a Google Glass again, a Google Glass 2.0, if you will, that's really going to take advantage of AR and really kind of push the boundaries of what we can do with it before we actually get into virtual reality, where we actually put on a headset and actually go into this virtual reality. So I think AR and voice are definitely going to be very prominent in the next like 5 to 10 years, like probably more than the smartphone, if we are going to develop that fast, because we have developed extremely fast as a human race over the past 100 years. So in the next like I'm going to push it past 10 years and probably say like 20 to 30, I think AR, voice are going to be number one, and that's when the VR is going to be implemented just after that. And then very far in the future, I'm almost certain I'm going to be alive with modern medicine and all. I'm almost 100% certain we're going to have AI, like a crazy AI. I think some guy out there is going to develop some crazy ass shit, like some sort of killer robot. And he's just going to fuck everybody up. Like, I think we're going to die to robots if we're going to die in like some sort of like apocalypse kind of thing, you know, like a ravage almost, like maybe a... I don't think a meteor will hit us. I don't think a zombie apocalypse. I don't think aliens, even though those are real. We are not the only life forms on this planet. By the way, go listen to conspiracies. Aliens exist. Off on a tangent. Anyways, I think if we are pushing AI, I think AI is going to think we are destroying this planet, and the only way for the planet to survive is for us to die. So I'm pretty sure that in like... this is way far in the future. I'm saying like 100 to 200 years. Mark me now, if my grandkids ever listen to this, you heard it here. Your grandfather said that AI was going to kill us all. And I'm sorry if you're going through this right now. I'm not. Fortunately for me, I'm living a very good life right now. I do not have to deal with any bloodthirsty robots. So that's pretty cool. But I think that AI is going to develop to that point where we will actually see that kind of like Jarvis thing going on there. Like, they can actually hold a conversation with us without having to be programmed. Very different from voice and Alexa skill. This is like way in the future though. So don't get too concerned now thinking, oh no, we're going to die by AI. Like, you know, they're going to develop so fast and they're going to kill us in the next 20 years. No, relax. It's probably going to be in like 100 to 200 years. Mark my words. I don't know if anybody will be alive who's listening right now, but if you are listening right now, just know that I said it. Now, those are all the things that I'm certain will happen. Now it's time to just like think about like things and ideas that I think would be very cool to implement in the future that I think may be possible. And yes, I'm going that Jetsons route. I'm thinking hover cars. I think those would be so fucking cool. I feel like Tesla, if anybody could pull it off, Tesla would definitely be the one. That Elon Musk guy, it's fucking insane, man. He's so smart. Unbelievable, man. If anybody can do it, it's that guy. I don't know when it'll happen, but I definitely think that, you know, a floating car, you know, a hover car, if you will, would be really, really cool, and it'd be really awesome to see. So I think that'd be a really awesome prospect. Another thing I think would be really cool, it's not like super far in the future, but I think somebody, I don't really want to do this because I don't have a passion for it, but if you do, I think that if you had a fridge that could incorporate like what you bring in and out of the fridge to let you know when you're out. I think that'd be cool. So if you put like, say, like 12 oranges in the fridge will say you have just inserted 12 oranges or something along the lines of that. And then you pull one out and it says you are down to 11 oranges. And then it keeps doing that until, you know, you're out. And then it'll give you a notification saying, oh, you're out of oranges. You should probably go get some. And I feel like that'd be really cool. Like, I think that that's a really cool idea. Another thing, back to the hover thing, I think a hoverboard would be fucking sick. I feel like a lot of people could really shred. Like, as funny as that sounds, I really do think it's definitely a possibility. Don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, but I think that it'd be really, really cool to have that going on. I actually saw this one online. It was just like a Photoshop picture, but it was of like this knife that was cutting through bread that toasted the bread as you cut it. And I feel like that'd be super fucking cool. I mean, not only does it save you like 5 minutes of time, but like, actually, I don't know. I don't know how fast the blade would be able to heat up. I don't know how all the technology would work on it, obviously. But I think that'd be really cool, and it'd be fucking convenient. Like, it'd just be so convenient, and that's what people trade on now. It's just convenience. Like, it's so binary. It's unbelievable, like, how convenient things can be for people and how much money they're willing to pay for that convenience. But anyways, back to the future ideas. I think it'd be, like, fucking sick if, like, you had a jacket, and that jacket can, like, feel the temperature, like, outside almost. Like, there's, like, a sensor in it. And I feel like if that jacket could, like, heat up or like vent you out because of the climate outside, I feel like that would be, that's $1 billion idea, I tell you. Actually, maybe not billion, maybe millions. But if you want to develop that, I think that'd be something really, really cool to do. I'm really into biometrics as well, so I feel like anything along the lines of biometrics, like I saw this one that was issued for police somewhere, where their handles actually sensed their hands, so it actually unlocked for the fire, and if somebody else would have picked it up, they wouldn't be able to fire it because the detection was off. But I feel like that could be an issue with that, because like, what happens, I know that on my iPhone, like, if there's a smudge on it, like, it won't read my hand. So like, if your hands are dirty, I feel like it would make it quite difficult for that to happen. But anyways, I think biometrics would be super fucking cool. I feel like you'll see that a lot more in the future as well, like with, you know, like the retina scanning and the fingerprints. I feel like we could really develop something that's very beneficial for us. Like, maybe say you get in your car, right, and you know, you've had a few drinks or whatever, which you should never fucking do. If you drink and drive, I swear to God, I'll find you and I'll kill you myself. So if you do end up doing that and you have like a drink, maybe there's like a sensor or some sort of breathalyzer that, I know it has nothing to do with biometrics, but maybe it could like sense or like breathe, or like a breathalyzer in your car or something like that, like something of that nature that could tell you like, hey, you can't drive, and then your car just shuts down and it automatically calls a taxi for you. Like, I feel like that'd just be like so fucking cool and so smart. And it's just like, we don't really have to worry about like drinking and driving now, because like, I mean, we do, but it's definitely gone down since the past. I think what we have to worry about more is texting and driving. So, I mean, that's boom. What comes in for that? Voice. It's already around now. Bluetooth speaking. Oh my God, guys, voice. It's developing. It's already here. You guys should definitely cash in while you have the chance. I feel like it would be very beneficial, but if not, don't worry about it. So anyways, so I think it'd be really cool. Like, there are so many things that like could possibly happen in the future. I mean, none of this could happen in the future except for the four first things that I talked about, which are already going to happen. I can't predict the future, guys. You know, I'm not a fortune teller or anything like that, but I definitely have some really cool ideas on the fact, and I would love to hear yours. So, you know, I'm really glad you guys came to listen, but if you have any ideas on the future, please leave a comment, tweet at me, DM me, follow my Facebook page, or like my Facebook page, by the way, at ZTalks2. It's a really great way for me to reach out to you guys and talk to you guys. So if you guys could do me a favor, go like that and subscribe to the channel. And yeah, hope you guys have an amazing day, an awesome week. Once again, I thank you for tuning in to me. If you have any problems, please DM me. My DMs are open for you guys all the time. Don't ever worry about that. You're not bothering me. You're not a pest or anything like that. So if you do have issues or concerns or anything like that, I could definitely try and do my best to help you out or give you some advice on an upcoming podcast. Maybe that might be a new segment. Who knows? Anyways, hope you guys have an awesome week. And yeah, see you in the next pod, guys.
Follow Z on Twitter at ZTalks2, or hit him up on IG at Z_Talks. This has been the ZTalks podcast. Follow, share, tell all your friends.
And don't be afraid to be a goddamn lion.